It is Friday the 13th, April 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
Mitch McRaeda.
And with us inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown. How are you?
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Walking I'm still in, adjusting.
Did you walk under any ladders or cross the paths of any black cats today?
Okay. Really, is there more bad luck that I could find?
Did you break a mirror?
No.
Are you a superstitious person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm being very careful.
Well, okay. What do you got on tap today?
We're going to have Chinese food again.
All right.
Because we haven't for a while. One from Column Theater, one from Column Music, and one from Column Free or Almost Free Fun.
Of course, we're starting with theater.
Of course we are. And we're starting with The Fall of the House.
Which had a preview last night, but tonight is considered opening night.
Bob Ford's new mystery. You know, it premiered at the prestigious Alabama Shakespeare Festival and was nominated for the Mystery Writers of America's 2011 Edgar Award for Best New Play.
Yes. And he has since said that the play wasn't done yet. And he thinks it's close to done now.
It's changed since.
Yes.
The Alabama. Okay.
And he says he's really proud of it. He doesn't want to say that out loud in front of anybody, but I just did. Kevin Christopher Fox is back, who directed Sundown Town. And the story is about a former slave who meets Edgar Allan Poe a few days before his death and a modern-day architect in court because of a fatal fire at a house she designed.
Right.
And how the two interact. 7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 Saturday, 2 and 7 Sunday at the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $22. No Sex, Please, We're British.
Right.
The comedy opens tonight at Rogers Little Theater. It dates back to 1971, and it revolves around an assistant bank manager who lives above his bank with his new bride. And she orders some Scandinavian glassware.
Except
that what she gets is Scandinavian pornography.
And hilarity ensues.
It does. Showtime is 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. And again, next weekend, tickets start at $10, $45 with food. And trust me,
it's a
lot of food.
It's a spread.
Other People's Money.
At Fort Smith.
Starts tonight at Fort Smith Little Theater. You know, it was a movie with Danny DeVito. And a play first, which I didn't know.
I didn't either.
And it's about small town values versus big city greed. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow. And again, April 18th through 21st, 2:30 Sunday. Tickets are $10 at Fort Smith Little Theater. And Mary Poppins.
Coming to Walton Arts Center?
Coming to Walton Arts Center on Tuesday. Case Dillard, who lived in Little Rock until he was 15, plays Bert in the touring production. You can find out more. It's, of course, 7 o'clock Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 8 o'clock on Friday, 2 and 8 on Saturday, 2 and 7 on Sunday the 22nd. Tickets start at $60 at 443-5600.
Okay.
That's Column A.
All right, Column Music.
Column Music. Big Smith.
Oh.
Breaking up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After more than 15 years on the road, and they are at George's for happy hour today from 6 to 8, and the headliner Saturday at 9, $5 tonight or $10 for the headlining show.
There's going to be a lot of people there.
Oh, yeah. There's a bluegrass and country show at 6 o'clock Saturday at the Brentwood Community Building. It benefits West Fork Project Graduation.
Ah.
Tickets are $2 to $5, and you can call 601-6947. There's a new country music show in Tawnytown.
Is there?
Featuring the T-Town Sound Band. Can't believe I said that. 7 o'clock Saturday at Gifford's Auction. Not Giffel's Auditorium.
Right, that's what I thought you were going to
say. Gifford's Auction in Tawnytown. Tickets are $2 to $8, 466-1172. Sona plays Saturday night at 7:30 at the Walton Arts Center.
The finale of the season.
Masterworks 3. Tickets start at $25 at 443-5600.
And there's a conversation before that?
There is.
And Kyle, you might be there?
I better be. They've asked me to, and they're counting on me being there.
And he might show up.
He might show up.
Creative Conversation begins at 6:45 in Star Theater, 45 minutes before the concert.
On Sunday, a tribute to John Denver by a gentleman named Jim Curry, who has been called a doppelganger of John Denver. Yeah. It's called Take Me Home, and it happens at 2 o'clock Sunday at Aaron Arts Center in Bentonville. Tickets are $30 for adults. And Cake opens the season at 8 o'clock Thursday at the Arkansas Music Pavilion.
Oh, my gosh. The amp's already open?
This will be the first one. Yeah.
Wow.
It's spring.
Wow.
It is. Yay, spring.
I have lost track of time.
Tickets start at $25. And free or almost free fun.
Uh-huh.
The Spring Gem and Mineral Show, sponsored by the Northwest Arkansas Gem and Mineral Society, is Saturday and Sunday at the Siloam Springs Community Center. It wasn't free when we went last year.
Because
we
free to look.
Spent a lot of money.
It's free to look.
Admission is $2 to $3, actually.
Oh. It's not free to look.
That's pretty
It's inexpensive
free.
To look.
It's inexpensive to look. How much you spend
right.
is not my fault. It's between the two of you, whoever you are.
Right.
Earth Day at Hobbs State Park is Saturday. Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, including stories with Mother Nature, live critters. And at 2 o'clock, botanical author Stephen Foster is speaking on Ozark herbs and medicinal plants.
Not many people on this planet know more about herbs than Stephen
and
Foster.
And he is fascinating. And that is free.
Oh.
Pettigrew Day is Saturday.
Where?
In Pettigrew.
There you go.
If you don't know where Pettigrew is, then you have not read much of what I've written over the last 20 years. This is a reunion for residents and friends of the community, which is on Arkansas 16 in Madison County, was once the terminus of a railroad and a lumber town, and really fascinating. Kevin Hatfield, who is the mayor of Huntsville, will speak at 6:30. There's a potluck dinner at 5:30, and it's all free except the potluck, which is $5.
Not bad.
Earth Day is being celebrated Sunday at World Peace Wetland Prairie in Fayetteville from 1 to 5 o'clock. Acoustic Song Circle, children's activities. You can find out more at worldpeacewetlandprairie.com. And the Sunday night stand-up comedy series continues at 7:30 Sunday at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville. It's $7.
Okay. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.